Welcome to the PS Midnight Cast, the show where we are only chasing nostalgia and where darkness comes to die. I am your host, Captain Nostalgia, and I am flying solo for this one, so no Riff Daddy. And I'm actually here today on behalf of the Farsighted Network, our network and friends, sponsors, to review two films, both from the olden days, nostalgic. So they came to the right show. But I am here today talking about the 1959 film A Bucket of Blood and the 1971 film Cold Turkey, both which have just been released by Olive Films. You guys like what we say, remember these films, you guys can click the links in the descriptions below and check these films out. But I'm here today talking about this, and in true Harvey Dent fashion, I have a coin right in front of me. So I'm going to do heads is going to be A Bucket of Blood, and tails is actually going to be for Cold Turkey. And that's where I'm just going to dive in. So here we go. So I got heads, and so in that, I am going to talk about A Bucket of Blood. So A Bucket of Blood is a 1959 film that is directed by Robert Corman. And full disclosure, I have never actually seen a Robert Corman film. I know that Robert Corman is a favorite among cult film communities, and I have never been introduced to him. So this was the first time that I got introduced to his directing style and his storytelling style. And the direction aspect of it, I really dug it. I felt like the film never dragged at any points. It was always intriguing to me of what was going to come next. And like the music hit at just the right time. The lighting for the film being in black and white. Black and white films to me are a hit or miss. And I say that because I love black and white films. I love old timey films like Creature from the Black Lagoon, Dracula, Psycho, Rear Window. You know, these bigger name, older films. And I've seen black and white films here and there that kind of catch my eye. Some that don't, and this one really did. I was really surprised by how much I enjoyed myself being invested into these characters. And so the film stars Dick Miller, and Dick Miller has, we've done Dick Miller films in the Victims universe before. Victims and Villains did Gremlins 1 and 2 with Grindhouse Messiah. And also we, as a part of our 100th episode, The Legacy of Phil Hartman, we also covered Small Soldiers, which also starred Dick Miller. So you guys can click the links in the descriptions below and go check out those. But this is really the first time that I've seen Dick Miller established in a starring role. Every other time that I've seen Dick Miller, I have always seen him in kind of the background. So with that knowledge kind of going into this movie, I'm not going to lie, I was really hesitant. But Dick Miller plays this guy named Walter, and Walter is this busboy at a artist cafe of sorts. It's like a coffee bar. And essentially, he has a desire to be an artist, to be a sculptor. And you know, that's something that I feel like a lot of people can relate to with, you know, that the dreaming aspect, you know, desiring dreams and things along those lines. And so Walter, what happens is essentially Walter accidentally kills his landlady's cat, and trying to cover up the evidence, he actually makes it into a sculpture. And this kind of starts this like downward spiral of him actually using humans to recreate that. And to me, like, I really enjoyed the storytelling aspect of it, because Walter's arc throughout the course of this film is he is this like kind of like really shy and unsure of himself, bubbling kind of personality. But the more that he gets into this life and the more that he gets into this career, he's realizing it, his motives start to change. And I understood how they were going for it, because storytelling back in the 50s is different than how we do storytelling nowadays. So if this film's a little over 60 minutes, I think it's like 66 minutes to be exact, and if this story was being told in today's age, the story would be probably like an hour and a half, just to kind of clear this arc. Because the one thing that I didn't really like about his arc, so between the second and third sculpture, he kind of has this like unsure mentality. Is this really what he wants to do? But then something in him snaps and he's like all like, I gotta make new ones. And he just kind of takes this like dark turn, and it just felt too quick. It felt like turning on a light bulb, and it's like nobody really turns that quickly. And that was kind of something that I didn't really appreciate it for. I thought that the pacing of the film overall was done fairly well, but that was a portion of the film that I felt like worked but didn't work at the same time. Like, if that makes any sense, I could have done without that. But I really felt like the music hit in all the right places, that this was a fun, unappreciated film. But again, that just that turn from 2 to 3 kind of really threw me off, because the Walter that you're getting in the second half of the film just doesn't feel like the Walter that you got in the first half, and you kind of start to love him a little bit less, and he's ultimately driven mad, essentially. Like, I'm not going to spoil the ending, but he is essentially takes what happens to him, and it increases. And his arc throughout the course of the film was really fun and entertaining to watch. I really did the opening scene for this. I have to throw this out there. The opening scene is actually it opens up on a man doing poetry. And poetry, the words that he says in the brief 2 or 3 minutes that he's opening, really sets Walter's arc throughout the course of this movie. And so he randomly will, before, you know, kind of going on these sprees of inspiration, he quotes a lot of these guys. So this opening really shapes his arcs and shapes his theology throughout the course of this film. And I really appreciated that it kept referring back to it, and you really kind of understand where he's coming from in that aspect. But Bucket of Blood, I really did like. I really can understand why Roger Corman really has a cult following, and so I'm eager to see a little bit more of his films. But yeah, Bucket of Blood. You guys can click the links in the descriptions below if you guys remember this or want to check it out. It's a fun film that has a few problems, but overall, it's a great concept. It's well executed. It's well paced, and Dick Miller shines in the starring role. So for us, we're going to go ahead and give it a 4 out of 5. All right. So next up is a film called Cold Turkey. And Cold Turkey stars Dick Van Dyke, and the premise of the film is a large tobacco corporation makes this challenge and says, we will give $25 million to whoever can. We'll give $25 million to an entire town if they can quit smoking for 30 days. All right. That's pretty much the challenge of the film. And so there's Dick Van Dyke plays a pastor in this film who, He spearheads this campaign, because they see the value that this money could have for this town. You know, because here you have a town that is dying of resources. They're in need of like new school equipment, new hospitals, and just new meeting places for, you know, some of the cops as well. And so there's a lot that really goes into this this thing. And one thing that I really appreciated about this film was that it shows the realistic nature of going through withdrawal, like what it takes to actually quit smoking. And they're very honest in the portrayal of what it takes to go through cigarette smoking. And from someone who has never really struggled with cigarette smoking, like I used to smoke, but I quit. And but my mom does. My mom's a smoker, and I've seen her try to quit several times. I have friends who have tried to quit several times, and they kind of all go through this massive withdrawal. And I really do. I think that's one of the strongest points of this film, is that it's a great concept, and it's very well executed for the first act and a half. And then the film just kind of, and within that first act and a half, you see this challenge set up. You kind of see how the tobacco companies are set up back in the 70s, and I don't think much has changed. But you're also seeing the withdrawal of this town and what it takes, and just how much emphasis tobacco has. And even especially back in these days, because back in the 70s, you know, you were allowed to smoke in restaurants, and you were allowed to smoke in bars, and so on and so forth. And you really see that. And I do appreciate that. I felt like that was the strongest point of the film. The Dick Van Dyke character has a lot of charisma and a lot of drive, and I appreciate that in him. However, this film just feels like it drags on so much. I got to about the 75-minute mark and checked my display to see how long it was, and it still had a half hour left. The downfall of this, for whatever reason, is they feel like they have to give us these montages, and so they go through this 90% of the second half of the second act and the third act as well, is that they feel like they have to go through these montages. And I'm not even kidding when I tell you this, that there's probably 12 to 15 montages that are seen throughout the course of this film, and it's set to the same music that, for one, makes the film feel out of place, because the music that they chose feels like it is better suited for a Looney Tunes cartoon rather than this film. And they just speed up the production, or like they just speed up the pictures that you're seeing. And so they kind of handle, like, the film, for the most part, for the first half, feels like it's set up as this dramedy, so to say. Like, there's elements of drama, and then there's elements of comedy. And it worked on that level. Like, it works for the first half of the film, but when it gets and starts getting into the second half of the film, it, for whatever reason, decides to be complete slapstick. And it feels like two different films came together with the same exact concept, and they were like, nobody will notice. And I really hated that. And I really, really wanted there to be something different. Like, I really wanted there to be, I really wanted to like this film, because I love the concept of the, you know, this tobacco company giving away this much money. I just wish it would have been shorter. If this film is about an probably about 35-40 minutes, way too long. If it had been the same amount of running time as Bucket of Blood, it would have been better. So Dick Van Dyke, for the most part, he has a lot of charisma, but nobody in this film really shines, and that's the problem, that you have such a great concept, and you're using it as a platform to speak about how dangerous smoking is, and how we as a culture, we have embraced this addiction nature, and also showing the very real realities of what smoking withdrawal goes through and what addiction withdrawal includes. You know, and just reading these off from the CDC right now, 480,000 people die from the cigarette smoking, 41,000 die from secondhand smoke. There are $300 billion dollars in the US that goes into this industry, $170 billion goes into direct medical care. $156 million is lost in productivity. There are 378 million smokers in the U.S. There are 76.1% of these guys, they smoke daily. There are 4,000 chemicals in cigarettes, and 20% of deaths are caused by tobacco. And so you can understand how addictive cigarettes are. Even if you've never smoked, you understand the nature of addiction. And that's something that this film handles extremely lightly. So, like, I understand how they approach it, but I understand that they approach this nature, that the nature of what smoking cigarettes does. I understand that they're honest in that, and I appreciate the fact that they're honest in it, but I, at the same time, like, they try and make a montage and a joke kind of out of this, and that was the kind of the part that lost me. That was the start of where this nature, this film goes from dramedy to slapstick, in my opinion, was the course of showcasing these things. So overall, I mean, it's just a film that runs on way too long. It has a great concept with poor execution. No actors really standing out in this film, which is a shame, because you have a household name like Dick Van Dyke, and you couldn't even make him stand out. And they just take a serious subject like addiction and make a joke out of it. So for us, we're giving it a 1 out of 5. But if you liked this film, and, you know, you don't have to agree with me, but if you like this film and or remember it and want to check it out, you guys can click the links in the descriptions below. But more importantly, if you guys are listening to this right now and you or someone you know is struggling with suicide, addiction, self-harm, or depression, please reach out. Suicide is currently the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. There are 123 suicides that take place each and every day. And when you scale back internationally, there are 800,000 successful suicides. That's one death roughly every 40 seconds. So if you or someone you know is struggling with any of these things, please reach out. You guys can reach out to us on any of our social media. Links are in the descriptions below. You guys can also call the Suicide Lifeline, 1-800-273-8255, or also text anonymously to 741-741. But going back to the subject of cold turkey real quick, if you or someone you know is struggling trying to quit with smoking, you guys can call the helpline. It's 1-800-784-8669, or you guys can also go to smokefree.gov. And until next time, remember to keep chasing